Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And we have one of those central theme nights tonight. So strap in for this and get ready to roll. What is the central theme? Well, you're going to hate it. What a sell like that for the show. It's going to be miserable for you to hear. But the central theme for tonight is you need to move. I'm not telling you to go out and go for a run. Although if any of the ladies from The View are watching, you might want to do that. But I'm telling you, you need to start looking for a job somewhere else. You need to pack up yourself and everyone in your family who will come with you, and you need to get out. And I'm going to explain exactly why starting right about now. But first, I do want to let you know, we're going to talk about why do people become politicians? We've discussed that before. There's another great example of that tonight, courtesy of Kathy Hochul. Well, The View, speaking of The View, they have a brand new cast member, and we'll discuss, well, why I think that's hilarious. Not that I think you care about The View. We have shark attacks surging worldwide. Nancy Pelosi's husband is apparently a moron, albeit a rich one. We have a tax increase coming very soon to you, and apparently Russia is going to be keeping our WNBA players. No big loss there. All that is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I go into any of that, though, here's your reminder. Tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You know how it works by now. Fridays, all 3 hours. It's me answering the questions you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till midnight tonight. Send them in right now. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So why do you need to move? I mean, that's a lot, isn't it? Why do you need to move? Well, I'm going to get to the Christopher Wray stuff in a minute, that Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, spoke today. But I'm going to go a little bit of a different route to begin with. Because there's a headline here. Maybe you've ignored it, but you really, really should be paying attention. Headline is this. Across Europe, see, already you probably ignored it. But I don't care about Europe, right? Across Europe, gas-strapped cities prepare to power down. So what does that mean? Well, that doesn't sound that bad, right? What does that mean? Well, allow me to read. Spain published new rules on Tuesday stipulating that no business will be allowed to cool its interior below 81 degrees Fahrenheit or heat its interior above 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Notice I didn't say, did I say it published new requests, new appeals? No, I most definitely did not. It published new rules. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, let's talk about the Christopher Wray stuff. What does this have to do with me? You're crazy. Oh, I'm glad you asked. Jesse, many of us received a scare tactic email from National Grid warning us of a, quote, high energy demand day for tomorrow due to high temperatures and asking us to conserve energy. I called them with a legitimate question. Quote, if you can't properly supply us with enough energy to power our ACs in the dead of summer, how the heck are you also going to provide power for millions of electric cars? The woman could not answer my question. She forwarded me to a higher up. I was on hold for 10 minutes and hung up. Although I never received the answer is clear. They cannot, since I can say his name, Scott, from upstate New York. You do understand when I tell you to move, I tell you to move for a long, long, long list of reasons. One of those reasons is, you know they're going to cut off your power, right? you are aware eventually, and it's probably not that far into the future, they're going to cut off your power because of the increased insane green energy movement in the United States of America. We now do not have enough energy to power our grid. It's not there. As it stands right now, it's not there. That's why they're straining. That's why they're asking people to cut down. But do you think you're dealing with people who are going to say, oh man, we screwed this up, there's not enough energy there, let's back off? Or do you think we're dealing with people who are going to blame you? They're going to blame you. And eventually, they're going to either take control of your thermostat and or they are going to approach you as a criminal for turning down your thermostat in the summertime. Not ready to leave yet? Okay, that's fair. You know, maybe that wasn't enough. Allow me to go to what happened today. If you're still not ready to move, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, and my word, I still need someone to explain to me exactly who made that recommendation to Donald Trump, because he was Trump's guy. But Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, he stood in front of the U.S. Senate today. I mean, well, I shouldn't have said stood in front of the Senate. He checked in for a little while, but at one point in time, he informed them, hey, I got to go. I got to catch a flight.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we ended up where we are.
Oh, I'm sorry, Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Is the Senate asking you questions, infringing on your plans? Wow. Boy, please accept this gift basket and a heartfelt apology from us for, wow, we intruded on your day. My word, you probably have much, much, many more important things to do than answer questions about the fact the federal law enforcement arm should be disbanded because it is so corrupted, it is now completely a weapon of the Democratic Party. You know what? I'm going to play this whole thing just so you can hear it. He's talking to Grassley here. This is Chuck Grassley with Christopher Wray.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here. I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest, I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out here.
And so you took more than 5 minutes.
Just a heads up, it is his own plane, and I have actually, believe it or not, even though I am white trash, I realize that I have flown on a private plane twice in my life. No, none of them are mine, and I didn't pay for them. It was one of those hitching a ride with a rich guy who was going where I was going type things. The first time, it's actually a pretty incredible experience. I drove up to the plane. I pull into the airport, right, and I park in the parking lot. I go up to the lady behind the counter because you walk in this private airport terminal, and I say, hey, I'm Jesse Kelly. I'm here for this flight. She says, okay, well, go ahead and pull through. And I said, pull through where? She said, well, that's your plane. I said, yeah, I see that. She said, well, sir, you go get your car and drive up to it. I said, just drive up to the plane? She said, oh, yeah, go drive up to it. Okay. So I pop out. I think this is last year. I get in my truck. I drive up to the plane. Some dude comes scampering out, grabs my luggage for me, says, just put it in park, sir. We got it from here. And I get out and I'm looking around. He's like, well, sir, you can get on the plane. That's fine. I said, okay. Get on the plane. I sit down. I'm with this rich couple. It's me and a couple dudes. We're with this rich couple. And we're supposed to take off at this time. I think it was 2 p.m. And I'm looking around. I'm like, so when are we leaving? It's 2. And the guy's like, you know what? I was freaking hungry. I told him, hold up. I got Panera Bread coming. They're delivering Panera Bread for. I'm not making this up. He took everyone's order and we sat there for another hour because it was his plane until Panera Bread was delivered to the plane where they closed the door and then we took off. But the head of the FBI had a plane to catch. Still not ready to move? If you're not ready to move yet, you will be as soon as I'm done. Give me a second.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and we are on one of these central theme nights, for at least for right now anyway, on why you need to move. Like I said, it was going to be a horrible central theme that was difficult to hear, and we're still going to get into why people become politicians. I want to thank Kathy Hochul for that. There's a new member of The View. We'll talk about that. Shark attacks, Paul Pelosi, and much more. We also have my friend, I forgot to mention this at the open, Lee Smith. You know, I don't do a lot of guests. I'm actually going to do a guest, and I'll take some calls tonight. Lee Smith, because of all this FBI, DOJ talk from today, Christopher Wray talked in front of the Senate. I thought Lee Smith, because he wrote the book on it, quite literally wrote the book on it, I thought he'd be a good guest to have on. We're going to have him on about an hour, a little bit more than an hour from now. Why do you need to move? Why do you need to move? I already brought up they're going to be cutting off your power. I'm going to play a little bit of Christopher Wray today, and I just want to make sure, I know you know this already, but I want to make sure you are perfectly crystal clear. The Federal Bureau of Investigation can destroy your life. They can destroy your life, and it is so important you understand that, because this is what happens so often, and this happens a lot to people on the right when I say something like that. They'll say, I don't commit crimes. Oh, they can't destroy me. I haven't done anything wrong. Do you understand that you don't have to do anything wrong for them to entrap you, frame you, arrest you, throw you in jail awaiting trial, financially wipe you out while you pay for an attorney? Maybe your wife will leave you while you're in jail. Maybe your husband, your kids might end up ratting you out. Undoubtedly, your job will fire you because they don't want to take a risk. You may not be able to show your face in your hometown. And at the end of that, of course, after a year, year and a half, if you're acquitted because you had a good attorney, a better one than they did, yeah, sure, maybe you walk out of there scot-free now that you're single, childless, homeless, and jobless, and you're bankrupt. These people, they have the power to destroy your life. They are now Democrats. They're all activist Democrats. They're trying to wreck you. Here's a long exchange with Christopher Wray and Ted Cruz, and then I'll tell you why that means you need to move.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia. Well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Wray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
Well, Senator, I'm not familiar with the particular document you have behind you, and I'm not in the practice of trying to comment on documents that I haven't recognized, but I will tell you.
I love that part, by the way, Director of the FBI. Whoa! Where'd you get that? I had no idea. I just work here.
That when we put out intelligence products, including ones that reference symbols, which we do across a wide variety of contexts, we usually take great pains to put caveats and warnings in the document that make clear that a symbol alone is not considered evidence of violent extremism.
And yet he went on to try to explain why there are no Antifa flags in that same booklet. There are no Black Lives Matter flags in that booklet. Which is so weird, because I remember Black Lives Matter and Antifa murdering about 25 people. They were Molotov cocktailing NYPD cop cars. In fact, they put pretty much every major American city to the torch for an entire summer. And yet the Federal Bureau of Investigation doesn't think that's worthy at all of them looking into it. Why do you have to move? You need state protection. I know you're doing this thing and I do this thing too, where I'm a rugged individualist and I'm my own man and I'm my own woman and I stand on my own 2 feet. No, you don't. You need people around you. And part of having people around you means you must have some form of state protection. The federal government is currently in the middle of making you an enemy of the state. They believe you are a national security threat because you were an enemy of the Democratic Party. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they're assigning terrorist threat levels to concerned parents. They tried to frame the last president of the United States because he stood against the Democrats. They did. I mean, listen, remember what they did with the Gretchen Whitmer thing? God, by the way, what happened to the guy who headed up all that?
In Michigan, that case ended up an absolute debacle where the four people who went to trial, two of them were acquitted, two received mistrials. None of them were convicted on even a single charge. And the basis of the defense was entrapment, that the FBI, that paid enforcements for the FBI, had suggested and had incited the conduct. Let me ask you, how many FBI agents were disciplined or reprimanded after that disastrous case and the misconduct that led to every defendant being acquitted or having a mistrial on every charge?
Senator, I can't comment on any personnel matter. I can tell you that that case, as I understand it, is now pending a retrial, as I understand it.
Well, the special agent in charge of that case has now been sent to D.C., to the Washington, D.C. office, and now leads the investigation regarding January 6th.
Just want to make sure we're caught up here. He's talking about the head of the office that framed and entrapped people in some kidnapping and assassination hoax of Michigan's governor. They've already been acquitted or they've had hung juries. The FBI coordinated, funded, and planned the entire thing in order to make Republicans look like a bunch of violent extremists. They've been exposed for doing that. The guy who headed the Detroit field office, he got a promotion.
Is that correct?
That doesn't sound right to me.
That does not sound right. The name of the individual is Stephen D'Antuono. He was run out of the FBI Detroit field office. And by the way, I will point out that the lead investigator, Special Agent Track, are you aware that he was apparently fired for allegedly beating his wife? He'd made multiple derogatory political posts about President Trump, showing political bias. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of, I think, the incident you're describing and action that was taken about it. To clarify on the first part of your question, Mr. D'Antuono was the special agent in charge of the office, the Detroit field office, and is now the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office. I thought you were...
Are you ready to move yet? If you're not quite ready yet, you will be in a second.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am here tonight reminding you that you need to move. Also, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. The entire 3-hour show, we answer your questions. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's what we're doing tomorrow, the whole show. It's going to be a blast. I still got Lee Smith coming up an hour from now with all this DOJ stuff. I'm going to take phone calls later on in the show. Don't call yet, but I'm on something right now. I'll take some calls in a little bit. We still have a lot more to get to. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, in just the past 5 years, they have lied on a FISA warrant to spy on Donald Trump. Worked with the Barack Obama administration. In fact, they worked with Barack Obama himself. We had the text messages to prove it. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, they planned a kidnapping, a fake kidnapping of Michigan's governor so they could make you look like a violent domestic extremist. They got a letter from the teachers union and then proceeded to meet and decide which terrorist threat level they were going to assign to concerned parents. They now believe the Betsy Ross flag is somehow indicative that you are a domestic terrorist. They have absolutely thrown the book at the January 6th political prisoners, many of these people guilty of misdemeanors, nonviolent misdemeanors with no criminal history, and they're tearing apart their lives. They have admitted on camera they're not even looking into Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You are being made into an enemy of the state. If you're not grown up enough to accept that, you deserve what is coming. You need to get to a red area and get there right now so you have some form of state protection as our current American Gestapo continues to tear through this country. By the way, one final point. There are only so many hours in the day. I know you know that. Time is finite and all that weird stuff. You know, it's like the little weird inspirational things women hang in the bathroom. You probably have one hanging somewhere. Time is finite. If the Federal Bureau of Investigation, if they're busy framing Republicans, if they're busy spying on Republicans, if they're busy going after anybody who might pose a threat to the Democratic Party, that's all terrible already. But you know what else is terrible? The fact that they're ignoring real domestic terror threats. Do you know I have friends in the special operations community? I was never one of those guys, by the way. I'd never want to act like I was. I was just a very, very, very average grunt Marine for 4 years. But I do have a lot of friends in those communities. Do you remember Afghanistan? Don't worry, this is all going to tie in a moment. You do remember Afghanistan when we just abandoned a bunch of Americans there. And then the Biden administration felt the heat from that. Boom, they just felt all this outrage. They felt all the heat from it. And so what did they do? Instead of going out and getting the Americans, they just decided to start chucking people on the back of the planes and bringing them here. And the friends I had, many, many friends I had, word got back to me. They said, Jesse, we are bringing some very, very, very dangerous terrorists into the United States of America. I know some of these guys, and it's really, really bad. Would you like to know what the FBI is doing about the violent jihadist domestic terrorists that may be living right next door to you? Well, take a listen.
According to this whistleblower's allegations, there are 324 individuals who are evacuated from Afghanistan and allowed to enter the United States despite appearing on DOD's biometrically enabled watch list. This is a watch list that identifies folks whose biometrics have been collected and determined to be threats or potential threats to national security, including known suspected terrorists. The whistleblower has also alleged that political appointees at the National Security Council and at DOD instructed agency personnel to cut corners when they were processing Afghan evacuees.
I will say that this was a massive number of people to be vetting in an extraordinarily short period of time, and in my view, inevitably raises concerns.
Did the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation just get asked a very pointed question about vetting terrorists, possibly radical jihadist terrorists coming into our border? And did he then respond to that by saying, hey, there were too many, we were overwhelmed? So you had plenty of time to frame concerned parents as domestic terrorists. You had plenty of time to set up a fake assassination and kidnapping of Michigan's governor. But I just didn't have time to look into Muhammad. So, by the way, he lives right next door to you now. You ready to move yet? You need state power, some form of state power. Would you like to hear what's going on in other parts of the country where they have state power on their side?
Judicial Circuit, Andrew Warren has...
This is Florida Governor Heavy D.
...put himself publicly above the law. In June of 2021, he signed a letter saying that he would not enforce any prohibitions on sex change operations for minors.
What did Florida Governor Heavy D do about this rogue state attorney? Well, here it is.
The Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not in individual state attorneys. And so when you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty, you have neglected your duty, and you are displaying a lack of competence to be able to perform those duties. And so today we are suspending State Attorney Andrew Warren.
Are you ready to move? Look, when I talk to you, please understand, when I talk to you about the coming economic, I believe it has the potential to be disaster. God only knows what's going to happen on the world stage. I don't know if you saw today, China, they're lobbing missiles over Taiwan and flying planes, hundreds of fighter jets violating Taiwan's airspace. So let's set all that aside. God only knows what's going to happen on the international stage here. When I warn about the coming economic crisis, and I tell you, get food, man, get water, practice with your weapon, get some gold in your hands. When I tell you to make basic preparations like this, man, I mean it. I just got myself a little chest rig. It's a little rig I put on that holds extra magazines, holds a little med kit. Nothing extreme. I'm not some fancy Green Beret. I am making basic preparations. We have extra water straws in our house. We're doing things like this. Part of making sure you're ready for the coming calamity, whatever that calamity might be, is making sure you and your loved ones are in a place where you have some form of state power to protect you. If the feds are against you and your state is against you and your city is against you, I don't care if you're the toughest dude or toughest lady on the planet. You can't stand up to that. You are naked. You have no protection, no armor. You're laying out there like a sheep ready for slaughter. Pack it up and move. And I have one final point on why you should pack it up and move. I'll get to that in a second. Now, what can we do? What can we do? Little things you can do. Food, water, I told you all that stuff. Another thing you can do if you want to fight back and make them feel it is stop freaking paying them. You're sitting there paying state taxes in a place that hates you. Move. Stop paying corporations that hate you too. Do you still have Netflix? Look, forget about Netflix. Do you still have Disney Plus? They hate you. Do you still have T-Mobile? They despise you. They do everything they can to destroy your country and your values. Are you still paying them for that? You paying Verizon? You can switch to Pure Talk, save a fortune. They're on the same 5G network as one of the big guys. Their CEO is a veteran. Their customer service based in America. And they love you and your values. They love this country. And it takes less than 10 minutes. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll get you 1 month free on top of everything else. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly returns next. You
love and understand. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are one day away from an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're almost to the weekend, baby, and then it's
Buenas tardes.
And then, look, it's been an entire week of what? What have we been doing all week?
We're changing people's lives.
What, Chris? We have been. All right. Look, I'll get back to why you need to move in a second, but I do want to point something out really quickly here. Why do people become politicians? We've talked about this before. I mean, we know, obviously, look, you don't need to hear it from me. We know politicians in general, they're really, really, really stupid people. I mean, they're dumb. They're not capable of anything. They lie all the time. They're just dumb.
You're on mute. I can't hear you.
They're really dumb people. That goes from Dome, Biden. Look, it applies to all of them. They're dumb. Why do they do it? Why would you become a politician? The life itself sucks. Let's be honest. The life sucks. I mean, we like to sit and think that it's all, you know, it's all what parties and fun and whatnot. But no, the life sucks. You're sitting in these boring, brutal committee hearings all the time. When you're not doing that, you're having to travel back and forth, and most of them fly commercial, right? So you know how much fun travel is back and forth. People are screaming at you, depending on which party it is. The opposite party's always yelling at you, and your own party's yelling at you half the time. You're calling and asking people for money all the time. So and then people get used to that, right? So no one takes your calls anymore because they know every single... Look, it sucks. Life sucks. So why do it? I'm glad you asked. Here's why. Kathy Ayer. Hochul, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, leaves taxpayers with a $250,000 tab for flights around New York. A Beechcraft King Air 200. She's flown. There's actually a map of this available online. I saw it somewhere. There's a map of this. She's taken well north of 60 flights all the way around New York in a taxpayer-funded jet. Well, not a jet, a prop plane. That's why you become a politician. Because when you talk about somebody like, look, she's in it, so we might as well bring it up. Somebody like Kathy Hochul. This is not a human being with any level of intelligence. This is not a human being who would ever in a million years be able to accomplish enough on her own to do things like that. Why do you become a politician? You become a politician because it gives you access to the things rich people have without you ever actually having to accomplish anything. That's why people become politicians. Your congressman, your senator, your president, they're all, for the most part, unaccomplished, weapons-grade losers who looked at rich people eating steak dinners and flying on private jets, and they decided they wanted that life, but they knew they didn't possess the skill set necessary to acquire that life for themselves. So what did they do? They ran for office. And if you run for office and you actually get elected and you work your way up through running for office, you'll find in the end you get to bloodsuck the taxpayer for every single dime they have. And speaking of bloodsucking the taxpayer, you remember when Obama said this back in 2008?
Listen now, I will cut taxes for 95% of all working families. Because in an economy like this, the last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class.
Don't raise taxes in a recession, huh? That is interesting because Joe Biden, he's lying right here. Someone broke down a study on it, actually Wall Street Journal to their credit. Get this. 78 to 90% of the money raised from underreported income would likely come from those making less than $200,000 a year. Only 4 to 9% would come from those making more than $500,000. By the way, this is in reference to them trying to add thousands, tens of thousands of IRS agents. Why? Where's that coming from? Very weird, right? Supersizing the IRS is what they're calling it. The article goes on to explain it very well. The IRS knows the super wealthy employ lawyers and accountants who make litigation time-consuming and risky. It also knows Democrats would howl if the agency pursues fraud and earned income tax credit program, despite what the IRS has estimated are $18 billion in improper payments. That's poor people. So Democrats would freak about that. The last part, though, a particular audit target will be pass-throughs, including subchapter S businesses that file under the individual tax code. Just so you know, subchapter S businesses is virtually every single small business, mom-and-pop shop, you've ever dealt with. Almost all of them are subchapter S businesses. You know how my parents started a construction company when I was 18? Subchapter S business. Subchapter S businesses are small business. Right now, while we're in a recession, inflation is high, and we are heading into deep, 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 dark economic times, the federal government is currently about to add over 80,000 IRS agents with the express purpose of attacking middle-class Americans, not only to bloodsuck them out of more of their money, to declare war on them because they are viewed as the political opponents of the Democratic Party. Now are you ready to move? Move. It is time to move. Look, do you need to hear it again? Move.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia. Well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Ray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
Well, Senator, I'm not familiar with the particular document you have behind you, and I'm not in the practice of trying to comment on documents that I haven't recognized, but I will tell you that when we...
Yeah, move. It's time to go red. Now, whether you move or don't move, get yourself a hero gun, please. Defend yourself. We are now at a place where the federal government definitely, they have decided that you are the enemy, and they've decided that criminals out there, well, they're actually the good guys. Get a non-lethal gun from Hero Gun, or go get the Hero Arrow, which is my personal favorite now, I have to admit, because it's a little smaller, and it shoots a double-barrel blast of this Pavo Gel. The Hero Gun shoots the pepper balls, which I love. The Pavo Gel is brutal, and the Hero Arrow also has one of the sirens, this loud, ear-piercing siren on there. That alone may save your life. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse for a special discount, okay? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Go now. State restrictions may apply. All right, that was a lot. It was heavy. I'm actually not even done on all the reasons you should move. We're going to talk about shark attacks. We're going to talk about The View and how the system takes care of its own. But now, I know I'm neglectful. I don't take many calls. I don't have many guests. That's just how I do it. I have Lee Smith coming up a half hour from now. I'm not even going to give you a theme. If there's something on your mind and you can get to the point, you can call. 877-377-4373, 877-377-4373. Remember, get to the point, no small talk, but hey, it's Thursday, it's definitely your last chance this week for it. Call 877-377-4373.